To the seediest underground nightclubs of San Francisco, and the craze reaches beyond those trend-setting fringes. The fact is, wherever we look in the realms of medicine, law, environmental policy, or diplomacy, we find misplaced priorities and twisted logic about life and death. And that upside-down thinking is driving policies with tragic results. In this section, I'll lay out a few examples for you. Chapter 11. Virtuous Abortion. For a short time a few years ago, Planned Parenthood's website would, for only $15 plus shipping and handling, sell you a t-shirt that declares, "I had an abortion," which I suppose gives new meaning to the phrase, "dress to kill." The shirts were marketed right below the ever-tasteful Choice on Earth Christmas cards the group seems to push every December. Yes, nothing says Christmas cheer to your friends like a gentle reminder to defend partial birth abortion against regulation by those bloodthirsty, dangerous fringe groups. You know the ones, church members. This misunderstanding about regular churchgoers was amplified when Hillary Clinton, in her role as Secretary of State, said at a national prayer breakfast, "Yet across the world, we see organized religion standing in the way of faith, perverting love, undermining that message." If Planned Parenthood's Christmas cards co-opting the birth of the Savior to shield for the death of the unborn doesn't trigger your gag reflex, then the Mother's Day fundraising email they sent out in 2007 should do the trick. Yes, Mother's Day. This email was sent out in the name of actress Gwyneth Paltrow and her mom, actress Blythe Danner. In the email, the two explain that they cannot stand idly by while abortion comes under attack from pro-life groups and lawmakers. After encouraging a generous donation to Planned Parenthood by Mother's Day, Paltrow and Danner offer this advice. Tell your mom you've donated in her name, or whisper it to your baby at bedtime. The mind boggles. Of course, you have to wonder if any of the women who responded to this appeal actually followed the Danner-Paltrow-Golden Girls suggestion. Did some earnest young mother really make an online donation that would be used to honor her own mother and provide for the snuffing out of countless developing infant lives, and then quietly slip into the nursery down the hall, push aside the plush toys, bend low over a cushioned bumper pad, nuzzle the peach-fuzzy little head, take in the amazing baby shampoo smell, hear the whistling little breaths, and whisper, "I did it in your name." You can only hope not. Like the tone of the email, the thought behind those "I had an abortion" t-shirts was to transform having had an abortion into something...